This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Australia's number one award-winning show for exploring sex, sexuality, and self.
Hide and seek.
Visit joy.org.au/hide and seek. Good evening and welcome to Hide and Seek, your show for exploring sex, sexuality and self.
Email on air.
It's your show for exploring sex, sexuality and self. My name's Dean Beck. I don't know what that is. His name is Andrew the Apprentice.
Good evening, Dean.
Good evening.
Big thank you to Fiona and Danae, who are those chicks talking footy.
I'm loving that show just quietly.
It is very good.
Tonight on this very show, a former call girl, relationship and intimacy coaches, tantric sex specialists. I didn't know Martin Foley was so talented. No, our equality minister, Martin Foley, will get the shock of his life when he discovers that he's on Joy's sex show. He will be with us very shortly.
He has been before.
Not on the has he on the show? Yeah.
Yes.
Dirty stop out. We'll be speaking to Minister Foley about today's budget.
That's right. The 16-17 Victorian budget was announced today. The Pride Centre is, of course, the big centrepiece, but there's a whole other lot.
Oh, is there
lot of bits and pieces?
Oh, it's huge.
Huge.
Huge. A little later in the program, after we've finished with Minister Foley, Lisa Solomon will join us, who is running a sex symposium, and that's where the former call girl relationship and other people will be talking. And that's coming up later in May. We'll speak to Lisa about that a little later.
Hide and seek. Hide and seek. Hide and seek.
You are on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9, your program for exploring
politics,
sexuality and self, and politics tonight.
And budgeting.
Yeah.
Which really isn't that exciting.
But back to sex.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm sure Lisa Solomon is not all of these things, but featuring at a sex symposium soon to be is a former call girl, a relationship and intimacy coaches, tantric sex specialists, sexual healer, BDSM educators, sensual massage therapists, and that's just some of them. Lisa Solomon, thank you so much for joining us on Hide and Seek.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me.
This is a lovely little lineup of how-tos and why-fors. How did this come together?
It was a dream. It was an absolute dream to get into sex.
It is, yes.
Okay, the knowledgeable part, the educational part of things. I've always been very passionate about it and educated myself, and decided late last year that it was time to spread the word and share it. And it came about in this symposium, which is a two-day weekend full of knowledge.
So what are some of the things that you think might be lacking in other education that's out in the community?
Everything.
Everything.
You know what? It's there are so many people who are still afraid and shy to talk about sex. And it's a taboo subject. And it doesn't need to be. Mm. It needs to be out there, and it doesn't matter what sexual forum you want to be part of or who you are as a person. You should be able to speak out loud and not get booed if you're sitting at a table that you have to suddenly speak real quietly, you know.
I think you should be empowered by your own sexuality, whatever that is. You shouldn't have to apologise for it.
You don't necessarily apologise, but you do. Because you get looks and
bugger the looks. I'm over that.
But see, not everybody is. Not everybody.
Yeah, like, true. Not everyone has a sex show on Joy.
Well, no, absolutely. And nor am I invited talk about it.
Not everyone
you know?
Has a bloody symposium, either.
True, true, true. And I don't know if you got to see any of it, and I haven't gone through the whole thing, but ABC recently had the lukewarm sex.
I saw.
You've seen?
Phenomenal.
Could not watch it?
No.
Serious?
No, I couldn't watch it.
Why?
Oh, I just felt so...
It was a very different way.
I know.
But it was, educated.
It was wonderful for lots of people, but it just...
It's not for you.
It just...
Not for you.
Made me
You've been doing this for how
so
many years? 7 years now.
Upset.
But because
you
it
know
really
what? It educated. And
I know.
I think that any education, whichever way it is brilliant.
Yes.
You know, but I hear what you're saying. Shame that poor man.
Well, I just felt so sorry for him. Every time he winced, I like almost...
You
I don't
felt
know
it!
Strangle him or burst into tears. It was like,
but I did see it.
But and so that's... Not the same, but similar vein of what you're trying to do.
Very much so. And it actually changed around. When I first started thinking about it, I was thinking more about getting people talking about different kinks, BDSM, and suddenly as it grew and people were coming to me, thank God, and asking me to be involved in it, it evolved in its own manner. And now we have... you know, 9 absolutely fantastic speakers, but it's, they're all individual. They're all very, very different. And it's not just about sex.
There's one here for me, Andrew.
And love.
Yvette Langmaid is going to talk about monogamous relationships and intimacy.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, she is.
Well, I could blame a few things there.
We've got an escort as well talking. So, it's just going to be fun.
So is Melbourne's sex positive community there and able to and willing to talk about these things in these type of events? Is it easy to find, you know, speakers?
Yeah. Very easy.
Right?
Really easy to find speakers.
Yep. I think we're the sex positive capital of this nation.
Serious. You know what? It's a lot different than Sydney, which is where I came from. That's for sure.
Ain't that the truth?
But the speakers, I've had no problems at all.
Fantastic.
finding speakers. Yep. But people to come and hear about it, they're still a little bit, ooh.
Okay. Well, Lisa Solomon, tell me what your reference to the Sydney-Melbourne divide in sex-positive realms is. Do you think Melbourne is more...
open.
Reserved, more open? Okay.
Open.
Oh, right.
Yep. Open, okay. Definitely
I'd
more open.
I'd agree with you. I'd agree with you.
Definitely more open.
But they don't shout it from the rooftops. They just are.
Well, but that's brilliant.
I totally agree.
That's what they should be. They should just be them and walk down the street and if
you.
They want to,
just
that's it.
Be a dirty, filthy fucker.
Yes.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Whereas in Sydney... Oh, let's not to go down that path.
Don't go down Sydney. There's a huge difference in Sydney. In
yes.
Sydney... Yeah, okay, forget it.
Like a different
Melbourne
language.
Is, as you've just said.
Mm. Yeah. It is. So are these all Melbourne-based presenters? Or?
No.
No, okay.
No, the Tantra people mm-hmm. are coming from
India.
Queensland.
Oh, okay.
Queensland. And it's actually really exciting because we've got a man and a woman talking, and you don't usually get men talking about Tantra. Mel is on being single, how to have authentic connected sex is also interstate. And we've got Essences, a man who's going to be coming and talking on Essences. We've got a mini market and he's got he's made a specific essence for me.
Like oils and things like that.
Oils.
Yeah.
He's made a specific one.
Aromatherapy stuff.
Yes. Right. All of that sort of stuff.
Very good. Now,
so
if you wanted to beat the crap out of someone, can you do that there? BDSM, here
BDSM,
we go.
Under right. Heath. Yes, you could. Yes, you could. But I didn't say that.
No. Each to their own. I understand.
Yes.
Heath is a mastermind of splinter and splinter cell designs.
Yeah.
And whose main fetish is engineering ways to play with the human body.
It's quite phenomenal. He's an amazing... He's just gorgeous, gorgeous man. And he's going to be explaining the idea of the taboo of BDSM and what people think about it.
What's Splinter and Splinter Cell Design?
It's a venue.
Oh.
So we've had Splinter on here.
It's a venue.
In Brunswick.
It is. It's a venue in Brunswick.
Gotcha.
But he's going to explain... How it comes, how people are in the...
Kind of the mental aspects of it.
Very much so.
Right.
Very much
yep.
so. Then he will show people the equipment, which is just beautiful, but he's just going to explain it all first.
I think it's important to know how to use some of that equipment.
Well, he will be showing it, yes, hopefully, rather than just let people go wild on it, yeah.
Lisa, what got you into exploring the esoteric side of sex and sexuality?
I got bored.
Yeah, I get that.
I've been teaching myself and reading about it for as long as I can remember. Not just sex, but the you know, the heart behind it, the different acts of it, you know, all the theory and with the mind. And I just felt that I wanted to share it. And I wanted to share it for a very long time. And then last year something happened and I just went, right, today's the day, I'm going to do it.
On Hide and Seek, we're speaking with Lisa Solomon, who is the mastermind behind the Melbourne Sex Symposium. It's coming up a little later in May. We'll get to that right after this. You're listening to Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. Andrew, did you know you could access Australia's largest archive of podcasts in community radio online, all in the one convenient place, simply by heading to joy.org.au/podcasts. And you can see our most recent posts there too. You are listening to Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. It is your show for exploring sex, sexuality and self. We're talking sex with Lisa Solomon. She is the person behind the Melbourne Sex Symposium. It is actually on Saturday the 21st and Sunday the 22nd of May. Now, Lisa, we're going to have a little look at some of your presenters and your program. Starting at the top, Andrew.
So on Saturday, starting off at 10 o'clock in the morning, we've got Sarah who's doing
Early for a bit of honky.
No. Sarah doing the Power of Mind for More Love. What's that about, Lisa?
Sarah loves talking about relationships and stress and anxiety, and she coaches on confidence. So she's going to be showing us her passion on changing people's lives, and the way she does it is quite remarkable.
And then you've got How to Have Authentic Connected Sex with Mel.
Yes, who has also written a book called What Women Really Want.
Okay.
Which is perfect for men.
God,
no, it's good.
It'd be a bestseller, wouldn't it?
It's good for men and women both to read. So she's wonderful as well.
Now, you do get a little lunch here, but then it's the tantra session. So don't eat too much because you could have.
No.
We spoke about the tantra before, but I love this. You can have a Bollywood dance.
We are having a Bollywood dancer.
Gorgeous.
And she is exceptional. It just gets everyone up and having a great time and jiggling around.
Yeah, especially after a tantra massage zombie. La la.
And then you've got a session about monogamous relations and intimacy with Yvette.
I get the hint, Andrew.
She's a personal development coach and a speaker, and she just talks from the heart. She just shares exactly all of her thoughts.
Talks from somewhere else if she's talking about monogamy.
So that's run through
Saturday.
Saturday.
Yeah.
So there's five sessions through Saturday.
Yeah.
So in Sunday, you've got another four sessions
We are starting with Alexandra.
Right.
Who was an escort. And she's a young girl.
Have that for your Sunday breakfast.
And she's going to talk us through the journey and how she came about and revolutionising her sexual being and all of that. She's wonderful.
And then you've got Heath with the BDSM session, which you mentioned before.
I did.
And that is followed by lunch.
By lunch.
And then by the time lunchtime is finished, you do need some holistic sexual healing. That's good. Now, that's quite a serious little thing. Let's talk about that for a minute. What's that session on? Because some people need sexual healing.
Very much so. Mm. Very much so. Eyal brings out your sexuality. He pushes into you and brings out all of the questions for you to really figure out.
So it's
who
about
you
empowering
are.
Your sexuality, yep. Right?
Yep. Yeah. And taking ownership of it.
And getting rid of the crap that you've got around it.
Kinda.
Gotcha.
There we go.
Love that.
Yep.
And finally, we go up into the heavens. Gods worshipping goddesses.
Yeah.
Now this is
it's a great way to end.
It is a great way to end. Yeah, I agree. What is it about though?
Daniel does
Free Range People. I love that. Director of the Free Range People movement. it's amazing.
It's amazing. And he's a meditator and he does massage and he brings it all together, including tantra.
Minimum 2.5 square metres per person.
That's it. just. And he brings it all together. And I just thought that it was a really nice, relaxing end to the workshop.
The Melbourne Symposium for Sex, the Sex Symposium indeed, is on Saturday the 21st and Sunday the 22nd of May. Now, if you want to go to a single individual session, you can, or if you want to go for a half day or a full day or both days, you can do all of that. And you'll find more information at Sex Symposium on the Facebook page.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
A full program of events. And you also do other bits and pieces, don't you?
I do.
Tell us a little bit about what else you do.
I've got a virtual assistant business.
And what's a virtual assistant
is doing administrative work.
Oh, okay. What a bloody good idea.
Yeah. It works. Sometimes it works.
It's like a virtual secretary type thing.
Yes, right. Absolutely. Right. Absolutely.
Wow, it's a different sort of PA, Andrew.
Yes, exactly. Plus, I'm going to be organising more workshops after the symposium.
Fantastic. There'll be more to come.
There'll be more, definitely more, and they'll all be found out about at the May Symposium.
Check out Sex Symposium on Facebook and get along to May 21 and 22. Lisa Solomon, thank you so much for joining us on Hide and Seek Time.
Thanks so much for having me. It was a blast.
Dean Beck and Andrew the Apprentice with you on Hide and Seek, your show for exploring sex, sexuality and politics. You are listening to the arse end of Hide and Seek as we head towards the end of our show. I'm looking forward to the roadshow.
The LGBTI roadshow here in Victoria coming soon.
Priscilla Bus.
With the Commission and Martin Foley on top of the bus doing their whole thing. No.
I can see that.
Should be good.
Lame cascading at the back. Yes, I'm looking forward to it. It'll be great. And I think if we do this right, Joy could get some really good content out on the road in and around our state.
We'll need to send someone on the road with the bus.
Yeah. We'll have to train up a few people.
Talk to some people about that. Now, what else?
Hey, we've got a new general manager, CEO, no less.
We've got a CEO.
Neil Moisel.
That's
Yay!
Right.
Very pleased with that. Needed one.
Welcome,
got one.
Welcome to Joy.
Tick.
Neil.
10 out of 10. Tennille.
Great to have you on board.
Fantastic.
What else is coming up? So, the other thing...
Andy Kay's coming up.
And Andy Kay's coming up very shortly. Black, White and Rainbow happens every week after us now.
Bloody good show.
It is.
Yeah.
All about Indigenous LGBTI
stuff. Very happy with that. Andy does a great job on the news too on Fridays.
Big thank you also to David, our podcaster.
Oh, the man's a legend.
Sterling job.
I mean, makes me sound good.
So we're going to get our podcast up there very shortly, by the weekend, hopefully, by the end of the weekend. Now, also, we didn't get to chat to Martin tonight about the 24th of May, which is the parliamentary apology.
What? I don't know anything about this. Someone's run this by me.
24th of May. Yeah,
what's
read this.
Carry on. What are they apologising for?
So it is the formal apology from the Victorian government to the LGBTI community for the unjust and prejudiced laws against homosexual acts that were repealed a little while ago.
Are the Catholic Church apologising too?
I don't know.
Oh, because they could do with an apology to us and a few other churches, actually. Seriously, get on to that.
You're going to have a week off next week.
Oh, thank God for that.
I'm
bloody exhausted.
Tim and I have been... I was sick last week.
Yeah, I don't care about your illnesses. I'm doing the Informer on a Wednesday night, and then I'm doing this, and by the time I get home, it's like I can barely scratch myself. Anyway, that's enough from us.
That's enough from us.
Keep well, take care.
Bye for now.
You can subscribe to Hide and Seek's podcast for free. Visit joy.org.au/hideandseek for more information. Suggest a topic, a guest, or provide feedback. Email hideandseek@joy.org.au.
Hide and seek.
Hide and seek.
Hide and seek.
Hide and seek.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.